You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. After more than two decades, two suspects have been arrested in a 2003 Kenosha County homicide. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office put out a statement yesterday about an arrest in the murder of David Van Jersey. Roxanna Collins was arrested across the state line in McHenry County and John Viscasil in Kenosha County. Collins had been married to Van Jersey and reportedly romantically linked to Viscasil. There's air quality concerns statewide today. The DNR has called for an air quality advisory that will run through tomorrow morning. Wildfire smoke from Canada is set to cause an impact. The air quality index is forecasted to reach an unhealthy level for sensitive groups. That includes children, seniors, and those with respiratory issues. The DNR is advising people in those groups to reduce outdoor activity. It's time to swap your car keys for a bike helmet in Kenosha County. The county's annual Bike to Work campaign starts tomorrow and runs through June 14th. The event invites everyone to commute to work by bicycle. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Some big plays at the Packers practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers are wrapping up a week of OTA practices. A 60-yard bomb for a touchdown from Jordan Love to wide receiver Dontavian Wicks. Offensive coach Jason Vrabel on how Wicks has improved.
I think he's matured so much. You know, he's always been a hard worker. He's always practiced really, really hard. But it's just, I think mentally, he was just, you know, kind of some days going like this, you know, and you could feel it was almost like the whole world's weighing on him. I just said, man, like, just let your work take care of itself.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a three-game weekend series tonight in Philadelphia. In golf, round two of the U.S. Women's Open at Erin Hills, just outside of Hartford, Wisconsin. Yolimi Noh from the U.S. atop the leaderboard after chipping in for an eagle on the par five at 14.
Well, U.S. Opens are always very grand, and coming to Erin Hills definitely lived up to the expectations. It's an incredible golf course.
That's golfer Yolimi Noh with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Speaking of privileged cluelessness, actress Jenna Ortega says she was unhappy after her role in Wednesday catapulted her to fame. The rich 22-year-old actress told Harper's Bazaar becoming famous was intense and scary. She also said she was unhappy playing a schoolgirl in the show when she was becoming a young woman in real life, which she feared would not allow people to take her seriously. Such a big fat bummer. I'm sure Starbucks is hiring. Actress Felicity Huffman went on Good Morning America to talk about her new and most likely terrible Lifetime film. While being interviewed, she reacted to the news that Kerry Washington is part of a new Desperate Housewives reboot. She said it was great that they are redoing Wisteria Lane for women of color. This is the same woman who cheated to get her own privileged but not so bright daughter into college, most likely taking a spot away from someone who needed it more, or a person of color. It is good that she at least seems okay with TV people of color getting ahead. Some people seem to forget that the Me Too movement was supposed to change things for the better. According to a new lawsuit being filed, Kevin Costner is not one of them. A 34-year-old female stunt performer on Costner's bomb, Horizon, an American Saga Chapter 2, alleges she was a victim of sexual discrimination, harassment, and the creation of a hostile work environment, according to the New York Post. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that the movie even exists. Costner and his legal team are denying all allegations and probably trying to forget that this clunker of a movie even exists. In reboots that don't need to happen, especially for shows that ran too long in the first place news, Duck Dynasty is coming back. I know what you're thinking. Oh joy. The Robertson family are the marketing geniuses who pretended to be hillbillies to get actual hillbilly viewers. Duck Dynasty The Revival premieres June 1st on A&E and is already renewed for a season 2. Well, the summer box office is off to a roaring start after last weekend's record-setting 4 days, thanks to Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible. Those two films will probably get quite a few eyes this weekend as well and could even finish 1 and 2 again. But they will have stiff competition from a franchise film and a studio with a reputation for putting out solid work. Karate Kid Legends opens this this weekend. Star of the original Karate Kid, Ralph Macchio, is part of the cast where he trains a young boy in New York City who takes on, you guessed it, a karate champion bully. Where do they come up with this stuff? Oh yeah, they already have, several times. The film is pulling a 55 currently on Rotten Tomatoes, with more reviews due to roll in at some point. A24 Studios' Bring Her Back is a good old-fashioned R-rated thriller that is reviewing through the roof on Rotten Tomatoes. Summer's here, so let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny skies to start, then increasing clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and a few storms possible in the early evening, then skies gradually clearing out with low temperatures around 50. Currently, it's 62.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.